Now, where were we in this little tale of kinky eroticism? Oh, yes. Eva just left your room after she let you take off her chucks and mismatched socks and then rub her feet. God, you were hard. Harder than you think you've ever been before. Ever since you had discovered your kink, there's never been a chance for you to indulge. This was the first time you had touched the naked feet of a woman, and it was mind-blowing. You easily could have come just by the feel of her soft soles. Too bad Rue had come along and interrupted. Now, what were you going to do? Finish yourself off with fingers still tingling with her feel? Or hold on and go join the ladies in their movie night? The temptation was almost unbearable, but ultimately, you decided it's better to socialize with your new roommates. You didn't want to come off as a dick, so you let out a frustrated sigh and made sure your pants were done up, and then made your way out of your room towards the lounge.
Hey, you made it.
I knew you'd come.
Here, there's a space next to me. Come sit.
If you're lucky, Cleo, and you ask nicely, maybe he'll give you a foot massage during the movie.
Oh, I love a good foot massage.
What girl doesn't?
Well, if you're okay with rubbing an acquaintance's feet, then by all means, I can just lean back against the armrest and put my feetsies up on your lap like that.
Oh, he's okay with it. He rubbed mine pretty darn good earlier.
You already rubbed hers? Well, you'll just have to accept that you're going to develop a foot fetish while you're here.
Man with a foot fetish might not be a bad thing. Foot massages whenever you like, and just a finger click away. Sure, they might want to rub their dicks all over your feet, but that's still be some sort of massage, right?
Maybe.
Hey, but don't get any ideas, Rumi. Rub my feet with your hands and, like, nothing else. Got it? Good. I'll just slip my socks off for you and there. Now you can start.
And I'll start the movie.
That feels fantastic.
Shh.
Sorry.
And so there you were again, rubbing the feet of a girl you had only just met. Your mind was swimming and your pants were tightening once more. Just what were the odds of them both having such pretty and soft feet? Eva's were cute and petite, whereas Cleo's were slender and long with a perfect arch. It was like you'd just been plopped into the middle of an erotic adventure with your favorite kink as the focus. You stroke and rub and caress her soles and toes as the movie progresses. And eventually, you notice that she has fallen asleep. Perhaps by the power of your soothing massage skills. Or maybe she was just tired. You preferred to believe the former. Either way, it didn't make you stop. A pair of sexy feet had literally fallen into your lap, and there was no way you were going to stop for anything. You couldn't even focus on the movie. It all became a blur. All that mattered was her feet and the way they make you throb. You grit your teeth, shuffling slightly so that her heel rubbed up against the swollen head of your cock. You had to bite your lip as you moved her feet, as you rubbed, grinding her heels over your manhood. It would only be a matter of time before you exploded in your pants. Would the nice big stain be worth it? What if they saw? Then they would know you really were a pervert. Maybe it was best not to ruin such a great situation. It wouldn't get any better than this. Or would it?
Wow, what an ending.
Did not expect that at all.
What did you think, Rumi?
Cleo? Oh my god, is she sleeping?
Your foot rubs must be amazing to do that to her. She's normally a terrible sleeper.
Well, Rumi, if I can't sleep tonight, expect me in your room for a massage.
Yep. Anyway, we don't want to wake her, so have fun dealing with this situation.
Try not to wake her up as you get up. She's not a nice person when interrupted mid-nap. Good luck.
And now you are alone. Just you, Cleo, and her pretty little feet upon your warm lap. Just what will you do? Just get up and leave while trying not to wake her? Or just wake her to let her know the movie's done? Or maybe even sit there, grinding her heels into your cock, at least for a little while? After all, you had rubbed the feet of two gorgeous young women. Did you not deserve something for your hard work? You let out a small groan and rub harder, pushing her down across your length. You moan a little louder and Cleo stirs, moaning before opening her eyes. She looks right at you and then down to her feet.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Is the movie done? Oh, shit. I must have slipped through it. Oh, you're still rubbing my feet. Wow, you didn't have to, really. The others left, did they? Damn, that never happens to me. Fuck, you must have, magical hands or something. Hey, wait. What are my heels touching? It's warm and hard and that's your fucking cock, isn't it? Oh my god, it's so fucking hard. You do have a foot fetish. Oh my god. No wonder you wanted to rub Eva's feet and you were so fucking keen to rub mine too. Jesus. Well, sure. I mean, you did rub them well. Well, what are you expecting? A reward? Yeah, right. What? I'm not moving because... Well, fuck, you did make me fall asleep with your amazing rubs. Such strong, warm hands, but... Oh my god, fine. I'll jerk you off with my feet, but just this once, okay? What? Don't stare at me all dumbfounded. Just take your dick out and... That's a hard cock. Did my feet really make you that hard? Fuck. Okay, do I just, rub it more? With my soles, right? Like this? Does it even feel good? Oh, am I kidding? I can feel your cock throbbing against the soles of my feet and your eyes rolling back into your head. Damn, dude, you are hungry as fuck for feet. How about if I put it between my soles? Yeah? Mm-hmm, like this. Oh, my soft soles gliding along your rock-hard cock. Oh, yeah, fuck. I really need some lube or something. Do I have any handy? Yeah, I'll just reach right up into my ass and get some. Maybe I'll just, a bit gross, but, it'll probably feel better this way, right? Oh, yeah, love it. Hey, don't moan too loud. I don't need Eva and Blue coming back to see my feet wrapped around your cock. God, I swear, it's getting harder. Oh, fuck. It's making me... Don't look, okay? I'm about to sit my pants down slightly so that I can touch myself. And if you look, this foot job ends. Got it? Good. Oh, fuck me. Why am I so wet? Oh, your cock is so hard. And it's for my feet. Would it even be this hard if we were fucking my pussy? Oh, probably not. Unless you were like, I don't know, sucking on my toes as you were fucking me. Oh, that was a big moan. So that's it? You want my toes in your mouth? You fucking weirdo. Oh, but... fuck. It would probably make you throb so hard inside me. God, why am I even thinking about it? Oh, it's just making me wetter. What? You want me to use my toes? Like this? With your cock between them? Oh, fuck. Hopefully I can hold it. Oh, and now I stroke up and down while I rub my drooling cunt. Oh, fuck. You are so fucking weird. Oh. So am I. Fuck, I guess I am. Oh, it's so strange to be turned on by this. I mean, my toes are gliding up and down your spit-soaked cock while I'm fucking sliding a few fingers inside my pussy. Oh, fuck yes. Oh. You're gonna come? So soon. Oh. Well, I guess you did just rub Eva's feet and then mine, so I shouldn't be surprised. You were no doubt rock hard for a long time, weren't ya? Staying erect for so long is not healthy, you know. Well, then maybe, just maybe, my feet can make you blow. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on. Oh, come for me, won't ya? Let my toes make you blow as they squeeze and rub and caress your kinky cock. Fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come too. God damn it, Rumi. I barely know you, and here I am, jerking you off my feet and jerking myself off. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm coming. Fuck, I'm coming. Toes white. Fuck. Oh, god damn, that's a lot of cum. Wow. You made so much after all those foot rubs, didn't you? Oh, Jesus. Well, I hope you're satisfied now, because I am not going to be doing this again for you. Yeah, nuh-uh. even if it was kinda hot. Anyways, fuck shit. How am I supposed to clean up this mess? Damn, nothing around to wipe it off with. Ugh, god damn it, I'll have to lick it off. There we go. Blech, that was weird. Even weirder mixed with the taste of feet. Right, so. Are you satisfied? Because you better be. That is the last and only time I will be doing that for you. Yeah, so, that does mean no more foot massages for me? Oh well. Just, turn the lights off when you're done. Oh, and make sure that the front door is locked, okay? Good night.
And there it finally is. A foot job. Oh, boy, did Cleo's feet make you come. You'll never forget how her feet looked just covered in your load. The way it shimmered as it oozed down over her toes and soles. A memory you will treasure forever. You watch as Cleo withdraws, her socks in her hands, her feet as clean as a whistle. She gives you one last glance before leaving, a glance filled with both disgust and lust. You let out a sigh, your head falling back against the couch, and for the first time in hours, your cock starts to shrink. Perhaps it will be enough to keep it tame for a while. That is, unless the third girl, Rue, doesn't fuck it all up. After a few moments, you zip back up, turn off the light, and make sure the front door was locked, and made yourself to your room, ready for a nice, hearty sleep. As you snuggled into the blankets, you had no doubts that your dreams would be filled with Eva, Cleo, and Rue, their pretty feet rubbing all over you. Just what will tomorrow hold for you?